Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The federal government's ban on social media for children under 16 years officially enters into force today. Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, X and Twitch are all included. The Prime Minister has told Channel 9 that adjusting to life without social media will be challenging for millions.
This is a change in the power structure. These companies are powerful. We know that that is the case. And so we know that there'll be a difficult period. We are fully conscious of that. But we also know that this is necessary and this will make a positive difference going forward. And you know what? Before social media existed, shock horror, we all communicated with our friends.
But some teens and tweens still reportedly have access to social media accounts on day one of the ban. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant has told Channel 9 her office would be able to see pretty quickly which platforms were complying with the ban.
I don't expect that they're all going to magically disappear. There are going to be technology teething issues. It takes a while to replicate through these major systems. Of course, all of these tools that are being deployed are on infrastructure based in the United States.
US President Donald Trump has described Europe as a decaying group of nations led by weak people. In an interview with the Politico website, he has criticised them for what he's called a failure to control migration and end the Russia-Ukraine war.
I know really well. Some are friends, some are okay. I know the good leaders, I know the bad leaders, I know the smart ones, I know the stupid ones. You got some real stupid ones too. They're not doing a good job. Europe is not doing a good job in many ways. They're not doing a good job.
I want to ask.
They talk too much, and they're not producing. We're talking about Ukraine. They talk, but they don't produce.
Mr. Trump has also suggested Ukraine should give territory to Russia to achieve peace. He says Russia's size and power makes it the likely victor in the conflict. Meanwhile, the renewed border conflict between Thailand and Cambodia continues to escalate. Both countries are blaming each other for the collapse of a ceasefire agreed to in July. As tens of thousands flee the expanding conflict zone, Cambodia's Senate President Hun Sen says his country is capable of a fierce fight. Thai Defence Ministry spokesperson Rear Admiral Surasat Kongsiri says military measures will continue.
Thailand is determined to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity, and therefore military measures must be taken as necessary to protect Thailand's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Advocates say Indigenous children continue to be removed from families at rates they have called obscene. The Family Matters report released today by Indigenous children's organisation SNAKE has found Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are almost 10 times more likely to be removed from their parents than non-Indigenous kids. They also make up 45% of those in out-of-home care. The group's chief executive, Catherine Little, says not enough money is being spent on early intervention and community-led support services to address issues like poverty, housing insecurity and racism. Communications Minister Annika Wells has faced more tough questions about her travel expenses. She's referred herself to Parliament's Expenses Oversight Committee after revelations she billed taxpayers to fly her husband to sporting events. But the minister maintains she has always followed the rules and has nothing to hide. And she has suggested the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority should review these rules on a regular basis.
I think parliamentarians should always be sensitive to community sentiment. This has obviously prompted a national discussion. As I'd note, we've had several times before, even during my time in the parliament, I think. That's why EPA should constantly review these things and should take into account community sentiment.
As many as half of all Australians are concerned about how to afford Christmas this year. Salvation Army Commissioner Mark Campbell says more than 1.7 million Australians will reach out to a charity for help this year. Over half will be doing so for the first time. The survey says that the concern is so stark that 1.1 million people won't talk to their kids about Christmas because they can't afford it. Another 25% won't see family and friends because of financial constraints. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.